SBH's Kiss 92 and Eaton House presents Book Monsters, Bedtime Stories, supported by the Singapore Women's Weekly.
Today we have Hisna, an Eaton House educator and Eaton House Community Fund volunteer with us. Hisna has been teaching and learning alongside children for more than 10 years. It's such a privilege to have her here with us today, and she'll be sharing some tips on how to make storytelling engaging for our children and ourselves.
Hi Shamin, how are you? Nice to be here.
It's so good to have you here with us.
Thank you.
The Stone Soup. A kindly old stranger was traveling through the land when he came upon a village. As he entered the village, the villagers went back to their homes and they locked their doors and shut their windows. So this story isn't like most of the classics that we know. It doesn't begin in a light-hearted manner, right, Isna?
Yes, that's right, Shamin, indeed. So this story, it actually starts with a bang. So the audience learned from the very early part of the story that the traveller was not very warmly welcomed. So this creates suspense and then curiosity and empathy, you know, around the character. Like, why was he not welcome? Why were the people not happy to see him? What did the traveller want? So as a storyteller, we ourselves need to understand and embrace these questions first before we tell the story. And then helping the children understand why it was hard for the villagers to accept his request, and supporting them through the story as it unravels, leading them to the very end, will really be such an interesting journey. So learning to accept that there were conflicts and suspense at the very beginning of the story, and eventually a comfortable ending for all, creates an exciting, engaging story time.
The traveller smiled. He asked, "Why are you all so frightened?" "I'm a simple traveller, looking for a soft place to stay for the night and a warm place for a meal."
"There isn't a bite to eat in the whole province,"
he was told.
"We have no food and our children are starving. Best that you move along."
"Oh, I have everything I need," he said. "In fact, I was thinking about making some soup to share with all of you." He pulled an iron cauldron from his cloak, filled it with water, and began to make a fire under it. Since the story begins in a pretty serious tone, how can we make it dramatic and engaging for the children?
So the story starts to unravel more when the traveller took out the cauldron from his cloak. Like, what is it for and what is he going to do with it? So as a storyteller, you can add another layer to the story and propose other possibilities just to trigger the children's thinking and creativity. So we can ask, you know, what if he had taken something else instead? What could it be? So how could he have changed the story? So this would create a more impactful story as we are creating, you know, unexpected twists and layers to the stories. And this also adds tension and interest that would, you know, encourage the audience to further participate in the story with you and grow the story together.
Then with great ceremony, he drew an ordinary-looking stone from a silken bag and put it into the water. By now, hearing the rumour of food, most of the villagers had come out of their homes to watch. As the stranger sniffed the broth and licked his lips in anticipation, their hunger began to overcome their fear. "Ah," said the stranger to himself rather loudly, "there's nothing I like more than a good stone soup. Of course, stone soup with cabbage. Well, that's hard to beat." Soon a villager approached hesitantly with a small cabbage he had retrieved from its hiding place and placed it to the pot.
"Wonderful!" cried the stranger. "You know, I once had stone soup with cabbage and a bit of salt beef and it could not be beat. It was fit for a king."
The village butcher managed to find some salt beef, and so it went through potatoes,
onions, carrots, mushrooms, and so on and so on, until there was indeed a delicious meal for everyone in the village to enjoy. So, Hiss, now I'm curious to know what the values are from this book and how do we educate that to the children?
So the story Stone Soup is based on a European folk story where initially there was some hesitance and willingness to share, and then curiosity came about, and then later, eventually, there was sharing. So sharing can be a really abstract concept for the younger children, especially those who are under 4 years old. And this is completely normal for young children, and our role as adults in telling such stories enable us to unpack, you know, like what sharing means and how it looks like for them, especially for the older toddlers too. So we can discuss feelings, for example, like how does sharing make you feel? Why? And what can we do if you're not ready to share? Why is sharing important? How does turn-taking look like? So taking time to discuss and listen to the children's understanding about sharing or turn-taking is very important, as encourages the adults to further support the little ones in developing positive social skills. And also stories like this create wonderful opportunities for us to problem solve and work closely alongside them to know more about what they know about themselves and the world. So this is like finding a story behind the story. The story is not really about the hostile villagers. It is really more about the fear of losing something that you have and how that perspective, when changed, your view on losing something precious is no longer the same as before.
I mean, just so many lessons that you can learn.
I know, it's really deep.
From a short story, The Stone Soup, right?
That's right.
And then that's something you can even unpack and talk to your child about once the book is closed or once you press the pause button, right?
Yeah, this type of topic really make great conversations for bedtime stories. And again, you know, it's peeling off the layers about what they think and how they feel about certain situations that they're not ready to share. And again, it's very important, you know, in supporting their social, emotional development.
Oh, that's so key. That's so key. Very important. I'm so glad that a story like that can bring that out.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. A villager elder offered the stranger a great deal of money for the stone, but he refused and travelled on the next day. As he left, the stranger came across a group of children from the village by the road. He gave the silken bag with the stone to the youngest child and he whispered,
"It was not the stone, but the villagers that had performed the magic."
The end. So Hisna, I'm curious to know how else we can make a story, a bedtime story like The Stone Soup, relatable, something that our children can connect with or feel passionate about.
Well, Shumin, sometimes, personally, I would share my personal experiences in connecting with the stories that I read. So in this particular story, Stone Soup, I may, for example, share my experience of how when I was a little girl, I learned the importance of sharing. So growing up with two elder sisters and many other older cousins, and them role modeling turn-taking and ensuring the younger ones like myself and the rest of my other cousins have a great time playing really helped. So I was very lucky that I have, you know, like older role models to look up to. So it could also be, for example, a simple story that highlights the core of the story and ensures that the audience is able to follow your personal story, and that makes it more relatable to the story. This encourages the audience to feel more connected to you and the story at a very personal level.
I always think that that's what the kids will see. The kids will then see, right, you know, the sharing part is so important, right, for kids as well.
And they really do enjoy sometimes hearing your own personal stories, you know, of the time when you were younger, you know, who did you play with,
when mommy was younger.
Exactly.
I had auntie this and so and so.
Yeah, it's really interesting to, you know, listen to them asking questions after questions about how they feel, like, oh my gosh, you know, you feel exactly like me. Like sometimes I don't like to share and now I realize you do not like to share too when you were young. So how did you eventually, you know, like problem solve that, like what happened? So definitely it's very interesting to listen to the children asking you questions and unpacking their thinking together as well.
It's intriguing because it may not be a very long story, but the conversations that you can have with your children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just beyond that, just amazing, right?
Gives them a glimpse to your own personal childhood as well.
Yeah, and then you're much closer and you can bond with your child beyond the bedtime story too.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing this.
No problem, pleasure, Shamin.
Yeah, I know. We need another session of this so I can read to my child. But thank you so much, and hopefully you enjoyed the Stone Soup.
Book Monsters Bedtime Stories was brought to you by SPH's Kiss 92 and Eaton House. Supported by the Singapore Women's Weekly.